AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Los Angeles, Donald Trump claims the country has thousands of people being killed by illegal migrants. In Los Angeles, he says he will do something about it.
It's like an invasion from within, and we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country, and we're going to start with Springfield and Aurora.
Trump mentioned those two communities in the debate earlier this week. Pope Francis is critical of both of the candidates.
Ambedue sono contro la vita.
The Pope says both Trump and Kamala Harris are against life, whether it's one who is chasing away migrants or the one that kills children. Both are against life. I cannot decide. I cannot say. I am not an American, and I will not be voting there. Expelling migrants, not giving them the possibility of working, not welcoming migrants is a sin. It is grave. Kamala Harris, meantime, is campaigning in Pennsylvania. Stuck in space astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams say they appreciated all the prayers and well wishes from strangers back home. Last week, their Boeing Starliner capsule returned that took them to the International Space Station in June. Because of problems with the capsule, they stayed behind. Wilmore says it's part of the job.
90% of our training is preparing for the unexpected. And sometimes the actual unexpected goes beyond what you even think that could happen. And that's just the way it goes sometimes, because we are pushing the edges of the envelope.
Wilmore and Williams are expected to return home early next year. Boar's Head is closing the Virginia plant tied to a deadly listeria outbreak. The Florida-based company says it will also permanently discontinue production of liverwurst, the product linked to the deaths of at least 9 people. Justin Timberlake is urging drivers not to get behind the wheel after even a single drink as part of his sentence for driving while impaired in the Hamptons in New York. Stocks are higher in late-day trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. More than 200 people have died from a typhoon in Vietnam. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
Rescue workers recovered more bodies from areas hit by landslides and flash floods. In Hanoi, the streets were filled with floodwater as locals waded through. The following day, reports came in that floodwaters from the swollen Red River in the capital were beginning to recede somewhat, but many neighborhoods remained inundated. Farther north, experts were predicting it could still be days before any relief was in sight. Across Vietnam, over 100 people are still listed as missing, and more than 800 have been injured. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, said the storm and its aftermath has also damaged some 550 health facilities, 800 schools, and more than 100,000 homes, while leaving more than 3 million people with no access to safe drinking water. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.